The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Same with them, we welcome you to Effingham, Kansas for high school basketball on a December Friday night as ACCHS plays host to non-conference opponent, the close neighbor, Donovan West. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you courtside. It is good to have you along here this evening as ACCHS at home with Donovan West, a great crowd. I'm telling you what, the fans have turned out in tremendous numbers here tonight. And public address announcer down here introducing the starters to the crowd. I'll tell you what, that's a great idea. Let me do that for you. First of all, for the visitors from Donovan West and their head coach, Perry Smith. They're going to be starting Lena Leatherman and Brianna Eady, Katie Johnson, Ava Gladhart, and Melania Weinstein. We'll be back with the Lady Tiger starters. A little insight into the game and the tip-off right after this.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Hey, back with you again here in Effingham, Kansas, as we're getting set to go with high school hoops tonight. We've given you the starters for Donovan West and head coach Perry Smith. Now, for ACCHS and head coach Andrew Eckert. Lady Tigers are going to be starting sophomore Madison Martin and another sophomore in Ava Spear, a trio of juniors with Mackenzie Scholes, Corey Wagner, and then a senior in Danny Chu. So there you have it for Atchison County, Martin, Scholes, Wagner, Spear, and Chu. The ball goes up, the tip away. Controlled down by D. West. We are underway. Donovan West going from right to left across your dial, and a quick three is on its way for the baseline left. It's up no good in the battle for the rebound. Picked up. Tigers have it. Into the forward court, taking it down the left side is going to be Ava Spear. She'll lob it out on top. Heels at the center circle for Corey Wagner. She'll stop there, bring it out to the top of the key, getting it to Mackenzie Schultz. Schultz pass over to the left side is going to be a little bit errant. Gets away out of bounds. Donovan West will bring it back in. Donovan West in their navy with orange uniforms. The Lady Tigers white with orange and black. Here's a drive to the baseline right, the dish left, the kick to the wing, the three-point shot, online a little strong. Rebound is going to be tipped out. Tigers are going to sweep it down. Back up court with will come Atchison County. 7:17 to go in the opening quarter. Still scoreless in Effingham, Kansas. High school girls basketball on CARE Radio this evening. And Joseph already jumped in there with that fact that this is KAIRFM Horton Atchison, but you can never say that too much. Here's a drive to the baseline right. Little runner is up and soft. And a rebound is going to be cleared down and up the floor. We get a reach and a foul. First whistle of the ball game is going to go against Donovan West. And it is going to be on. We're going to pick up here. It said 25, but I don't have a 25 out there. Oh, it's going to be on the Tiger 25. Here's a shot from the left side. It's going to be up and good. Katie Johnson knocks it down for two. And a foul, by the way, was on Danny Chu for Atchison County. First foul of the ball game, and now as the ball comes up the court, we're going to get a violation. Back is going to come to D. West. 6:42 to go, opening quarter. Lady Mustangs in front by a pair. The ball's going to come in, and they do a nice job bringing it into midpoint of the far sideline. Donovan West will bring it over to the lane. The turnaround hook shot is up off the rim. Two times won't go, and a rebound cleared away by the Tigers. Schultz comes down with a basketball and gets it away. And into the forecourt they'll come. McKenzie will take it down the right side, put up a dribble just in front of the D. West bench, dumps it over to the baseline right, down to Danny Chu, back out top of the key. They're going to get Schultz with it. She'll start into the lane, gets cut off there defensively, brings it back out on top to Spear. She'll start down the right side. And what the Tigers are doing, they're trying to get down the lane. They can't, so the feed over to the left side. The shot by Martin is up no good, but she'll get her own rebound. Tigers with a long two this time for the left side. It's a bit strong. Offensive board again. Follow shot short. Offensive rebound again. Tigers continue to maintain control of the basketball. Corey Wagner with it comes top of the key. Flashing it for the high post is going to be Martin. Tigers will work around to the outside. 5:45 to go, opening quarter. Atchison County continues to look for their first points of the game. ACCHS coming in today at 0-2. And 0-2, both conference games. Now the ball lost to the right side. Atchison County is going to save it. The feet in the middle is loose on the floor, rolling around. Fighting for the ball, Donovan West is going to control the jab. Coming up with it is going to be Lena. Leatherman will give a little one-hand push pass into the forecourt, down the left side to hook into the lane. On the court one time, turning around, left-handed layup is up and no good. Tigers rebound it back down. Atchison County's been dominant on the boards. 5:10 to go, opening quarter. Still 2-0, Donovan West. Way out near the center circle with the basketball, Corey Wagner. A little right-hand dribble keeps it alive. Now the push pass to the right edge to Chu. Chu dribbles it to the top. And again, you got Martin playing between the circles. Inside 5 minutes to go in the first. A lob down low. They want to get to Martin, but Madison couldn't get a handle on it. The pass a little away from her. Now the feed to the other end. They're driving lamp. It's going to be up and in. The bucket by Katie Johnson, and she's got all 4 points for Donovan West. And we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Coach Eckert taking the timeout, and so shall we. Coming at 4:43 to go in the opening quarter. Donovan West, 4, Lady Tigers, nothing.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas, and happy to have you along on a Friday night. Lady Tigers coming out of the timeout, and as they come up court with the basketball, a little reach in an effort to steal it away, results in the first foul of the ballgame by D. West. It'll belong to Brenna Eady. 4.5 to play opening quarter. 4-0. Donovan West in front. Lady Mustangs come into the game at 1-1 and 1-0 in conference play. Donovan West with a win at Axtell, but lost the other night to Riverside. Riverside is about as good a team as you're going to find in the state, by the way. They got a fighting chance at a state crown this year. Donovan West comes up with a steal. Down the floor they'll go. Over to the left side. Driving in. Shot up off the window with too strong. Rebound Donovan West. It's on the floor. Rolling around to the baseline. And save back out on top. Mustangs go top side. Haven't seen them take a three yet. They're very patient. Work the ball into the middle. Get the isolations they're looking for. And Coach Smith has them playing real well here. Lady Tigers in a 2-3 zone. The feed over to the left block. The dish across. The uncontested three for the baseline right. Off the rim twice. No good. Rebound Donovan West. And on the follow shot, a foul against Martin. A couple of free throws coming up here for Lady Mustangs. It is not going to be on Martin. I thought maybe Madison was in the middle, but instead it's going to be the second foul of the ball game by Danny Chu. Two fouls for the Lady Tigers. One by Donovan West with 3:35 to go in the opening quarter. And the first free throw rolls around and in. Coming off the bench, Emmy Jo Wettstein will have her first point of the evening. Emmy Jo eyes up the second one. It is on its way. Kicks away, no good. Rebounding it back down. Atchison County. It is 5-4 or 5-0. Donovan West, 3.5 to go, first quarter. The floor here at Atchison County is absolutely spectacular. It's all been completely redone in the offseason, and this is just as shiny and as pretty and as well-marked as you're going to find anywhere. Cross-court pass slapped out of bounds. Lady Tigers are going to have it back in play from the near sideline. 3:18 to go in the first. Atchison County continues to look for its first point of the game. Mackenzie Scholes will do the inbound. Wants to get it in the middle. Can't. Brings it deep into the right corner. Ava Spear has it. Comes back to Mackenzie. Goes into the lane. Puts a runner up. And it goes up and out of bounds. It's coming back to Donovan West. For Donovan West, Katie Johnson is going to check back into the game. Also, Melania Wettstein coming in as Coach Smith rotating players in and out. ACCHS continues to have, looks like four of their starting five still out there. One substitution. Here's a shot up on the right side, and another two for Katie Johnson. 7-0, D West. 2:57 to play in the opening quarter. For the Lady Tigers, Rebecca Kaplinger's in. Now's a shot up and good. And we're going to get a timeout. We are. Taking the break. Joseph. 2:46 to go in the opening quarter in Effingham. It is Donovan West 7, Lady Tigers 2.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. 'Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Back with you here in Effingham, coming out of the timeout. Donovan West with the basketball, leading at 7-2. They'll dump it over to the left side to drive into the lane. The shot rejected by Martin. Going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Back it will come to Donovan West. 2.5 to play in the opening quarter. D. West will bring it in, into the lane. No room, backing away, thinking about three, and then they'll pass up the shot, taking it down to the baseline left, driving across the baseline. It's going to be Andy Foster. And then the ball's going to be knocked away from her and out of bounds. Tigers are going to have it back in play. Donovan West gets down the court very quickly, sets up in their player defense, and they're going to pick up the coverage at midcourt. Corey Wagner will bring it up the floor. 7-2, D. West, 2:10 to go in the first quarter. To the right side with it, Rebecca Kaplinger skips it over to Martin. Back out of top, Kaplinger. Little right-hand dribble to the top of the key. Now between the circles, it goes again to Martin. They'll dump it over the left side again to Kaplinger. Rotated top side, Wagner. Donovan West player defense giving the Lady Tigers some difficulty in getting the ball in the middle and getting it anywhere close to the rim. Now Martin will get it, kicks it back out, and it's going to escape, get through, and out of bounds. It'll be Donovan West basketball. Back into the game for D. West, Lena Leatherman comes back in. So we got Leatherman and Wettstein out there, Johnson in the game. I also have Andy Foster, and rounding it out is going to be Brenna Eady. Minute and a half to go, opening quarter, 7-2, low-scoring business here in Effingham, Kansas tonight. Girls high school basketball. Don't forget, guys game coming up after this one. Long cross-court pass over to the wing, escapes, gets away, and can't quite get a handle on it to save it inbounds. Back it'll come to ACCHS. The Tigers are going to bring Ava Spear back into the lineup, and Rebecca Kaplinger will step off. Tigers are going to put it in play. Now we're going to see D. West put a little bit more serious pressure on the inbound, but the Tigers bring it in with no difficulty. Now the pass over to the left side is going to be off the back shoulder of Ava Spear and Kiram into the crowd and out of bounds. Back up the floor with it, Lady Mustangs. Way up top side, Mustangs will work it over to the right. Little wheel motion out in the middle. The ball is triple teamed and nearly lost, but saved nicely. The pass down to the baseline. Size mismatch there. The dish to the top. The three is off the mark left side. Rebounding it back out, though. The long board pulled down. D. West. The feet underneath. Tripped. Knocked to the floor. Is there no foul call? There is not. And we got a D. West player slow to get up, and Rick's going to stop play for a minute, make sure that she's okay. And everybody seems to be fine, but they're still going to just take a moment and take Lonnie Wettstein out of the game for just a minute or two. And back we come to play. 1 minute left, opening quarter. Lady Tigers with the basketball, trying to get 7-2. ACCHS above the free throw line with the ball way out left side. They feed Martin in the middle. Now the dish left. The shot is up. No, Martin with the rebound. Pushes it straight back up and in. First points of the ball game for Madison Martin. 7-4. Half the minute to go in the first. The kick left. Take it about three and they won't do it. And now the Tigers are going to double team the basketball and we're going to get a foul called as two players had reached in. The foul is going to be on Ava Spear. It will be her first. Tigers third. Donovan West is going to bring Bell Smith into the lineup. And what we've seen from head coach Perry Smith, she's a lot of players already. Lady Tigers are going to put Rebecca Kaplinger back out on the floor. 23 seconds left in the first. D. West has the ball on their offensive end. Trapped down to the baseline. No room to go. Now they'll bring it up to the edge, and it's going to get away out of bounds. Just short of the Tiger pep band. 14-13. Tigers coming up the court. They're going to have to be very aware of the time as we're approaching the end of the opening quarter. 9 seconds. Way out on top is going to be Corey Wagner with 8. It's going to be stolen from her. Up with the D. West with 3. The drive down the lane. The feed to the left. The shot rejected, and it's going to come in with less than a second to play. The shot is batted away, and with less than a second, it is room only for a tip. The ball comes in, and that's going to do it. The first corner in the book here in Effingham, Kansas. High school girls basketball, where it is Donovan West 7, Atchison County 4.
You know, Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
With us on a December High School Basketball Friday here on CARE Radio. 7-4 as we go to the second. Donovan West leading and led by Katie Johnson with 6 of the 7. Amy Jo Wettstein with the other point for Atchison County. 2 each for Corey Wagner and Madison Martin. Stefano's going to come in, and Lady Tigers have it. We're underway in the second quarter. Quick drive down the right side of the lane. The driving layup won't drop. Rebound, pull down, D. West. Thompson coming up with the basketball. Will go down the floor. Running shot is going to be blocked by Martin. It's her third block of the game. She'll get it away to Corey Wagner. Wagner into the forecourt, dumps it down the right side. Stepping into the middle is going to be Spear, and they're going to call her for a travel. Didn't get the ball down quickly enough, and Donovan West is going to have it back. 7.5 to go in the opening half of the girls' game. Guys' game coming up after this one, so don't go away. And then, when that's all done, got some high school basketball scoreboard show here on KIR. The pass down to the baseline is going to be knocked free, and here comes the Lady Tigers. Into the forecourt with the basketball, driving it down the right side. It's going to be Mackenzie Schultz. Schultz dishes it off on top to Danny. 2 feet to the top of the key. Back out on top, the Tigers battling this player defense. Swing to the left and right, no room. Way out at the baseline corner is Corey Wagner. Pass in the middle of Martin. Can't get a drop. Follow shot. No, but on the follow shot, a foul is called. Free throws coming up for the Lady Tigers. Foul is going to be on Melania Wettstein. It'll be her first. And second quarter, team foul one. McKenzie at the line. The free throw off the rim. Won't quite roll it. One more shot coming up. For Mackenzie Schultz, one of the juniors out there for Coach Andrew Eckert. Should take a long, hard look at it. And this one kicks off to the left side and the rebound. Tigers are going to save it. Danny Chu with great hustle. And a cross-court pass is stepped in front of it, stolen it away. Edie coming up with a basketball. Outlet down the floor. Turning around the shot. In traffic. It's up plus one. A nice outlet pass coming off the steal. Good concentration to hit that basket. The foul is going to be on the Tigers. Corey Wagner, her first. Tiger team foul one of the second quarter. And an opportunity here for Courtney Johnson to complete the conventional three-point play. 6:50 to go in the opening half. The free throw. Airborne. Got it. It is 10-4. Lady Mustangs. 6:40 to play, first half. Tigers get the ball up the floor. Now it's going to be stolen. Donovan West coming up with the steal. And again, it's going to be Courtney Johnson taking the ball away. D. West is going to back it away and run Coach Smith's offense. And now we're going to get a little problem handling the basketball. They'll call us for a double dribble. Here comes ACCHS. Corey brings it across the timeline, alternates hands, first to the left hand, then to the right, works it around to the right side, pulls up her dribble there, swings it over to Schultz. McKenzie cuts down the left side of the lane, plays off the screen by Martin, and as she goes up for the shot, she gets fouled. And back again to the line will be the Tigers and McKenzie Schultz. This foul on Donovan West, Amy Jo Wettstein. Amy Jo's first foul, 2 team fouls in the quarter now for the Lady Mustangs. This free throw kicks out. McKenzie coming back to the line. We're going to get a couple of substitutions in. Leatherman comes out. Johnson comes out for D. West. One more shot coming up here for McKenzie Schultz. She gets it, eyes it, goes up, can't get it to roll in. D. West coming out with a rebound. Wettstein pulls it down. Dumps it over to the left side, back out on top. Donovan West moves the ball briskly, now down off the right block, and they're going to call a travel. What had happened was the ball got down off the block. A couple of defenders crashed down, and ball handler just kind of lost her balance a little bit, stumbles a bit with the ball, and there's your travel. Lady Mustangs pressuring on the upcourt play. Schultz will get it across the timeline, drags a foot, no travel called, and we're at 6 minutes to go in the half. Tigers with the basketball, down a half dozen. Top side with it. Now the lob over to the left side. Ava Spear feeds to Martin. She'll rotate from 14. Can't get it to drop. A little bit strong. Rebounding it down. D. West quickly down the left side with it. There goes Johnson. has it taken away from her by Mackenzie Scholes. Tigers back up the floor. 5.5 to go in the half. Low scoring game here at 10-4 Mustangs. Ava Spear has it batted out of her hand. It's going to be stolen. Johnson with another steal. Brings it down the court. Feeds across. The uncontested layup is off. And a rebound. Tigers will clear down the board. And the upcourt pass is going to be stolen back by Donovan West. Into the lane. The dish over to the left side. Taken down to the baseline. Basically, these teams are trying so hard. Maybe it's going a little too fast. And we're going to have a foul on the floor beneath the goal. It's going to be on the Tigers, Ava Spear, and Ava will have two. Lena Leatherman back into the lineup for D. West. 5 minutes to go in the half. Lena takes the inbound, launches the three that won't fall, and an offensive rebound pulled back to the baseline left, passing up the three. Lena will get it back out on top. She thought about launching another one and then decided not. Around the outside goes D. West. Now to the baseline corner. Leatherman shot blocked again by Martin. That is her fourth block today. 4:40 to go in the half. ACCHS has not gotten a point on the board here in the fourth. Here's the feed underneath to Martin, and her layup won't fall. Rebound cleared away by Donovan West, and reaching in, we're going to get a Tiger foul. A little frustration there, probably my Madison, as she will have her first foul of the game. Tigers third here in the second quarter. We've still got 4.5 left. We're getting a substitution by Donovan West as Melania Wettstein comes back in for Bell Smith. And before we get back to play, Coach Anker taking a timeout with the Tigers. Joseph, let's take a break with him. What do you say? 4 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the opening half of the opening game. It is Donovan West 10, Lady Tigers 4.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
In Effingham, Kansas, ACCHS is playing host to Donovan West in high school basketball this evening. A couple of teams separated by, 20 miles maybe? Maybe not even. Not very far apart at all geographically, and not being in the same conference, just very seldom play one another. So it's really kind of nice to see them get a chance to get this game off here tonight. Tiger shot in the middle won't go. Rebound D. West. The cutter into the middle, a shot up off the window, and no, but the follow shot is up, and yes. And two more points, Katie Johnson, she's at 8. 12-4, Mustangs. 3:50 to go, first half. Tigers around to the right side to Corey Wagner. ACCHS fundamentally running this offense, but just having a hard time with the athleticism right now. Donovan West, they are fast, they are very aggressive defensively. I mean, they are hand in the face, right in your grill, playing a tough defense. Now the pass batted away, stolen. Donovan West. Here they come. The baseball pass outlet down the floor, and it is going to get away down to the baseline. Bit of a sheepish grin by Donovan West's Brenna Eady. She thought maybe she'd stepped on the baseline, and she made a valiant effort to try to save that ball in down the floor. And it is going to once again be Tiger basketball. But full court pressure now applied deep in the backcourt. Tigers battling with. Get it across the timeline. They will. Madison goes over to the left side. Ava Spear back out on top, and Atchison County is going to get to run their offense. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Game moving along at a pretty good pace. The dish over to the right side. The ball batted away. It's on the floor. D. West comes up with it. And here they come. Mustangs, little left-hand dribble, driving down. Big collision. No foul called, but then on the reach into the middle, we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow, Mustangs. Back into the lineup is going to come Andy Foster for Jonathan West. And he's going to give Ava a little bit of a rest. D. West, a little look away pass, the uncontested three, boom! First three at a ball game, and it belongs to Andy Foster. And it is now a 15-4 D. West lead with 2.5 left before intermission. Lady Tigers 4 points, two each for Martin and Wagner. Now Martin from the baseline right, her shot just wouldn't fall. Had a great shot. Now the outlet to the other end, the jailbreak layup is missed. And the rebound is going to be saved inbounds. Atchison County stolen back by Donovan West. Mustangs again bring it to the top. It's loose on the floor. Saved by D. West. The feed underneath. Thompson shot. Deflected. And we're going to get a foul underneath. I think that will maybe be on Madison. It is Madison Martin's second foul tonight. So for the Lady Tigers, Madison Martin, Ava Spear, and Danny Chu with 2 fouls each. Lady Tigers have committed a 4th second quarter foul. And coming to the free throw line for Donovan West, it'll be Katie Johnson. She's got 8 already. Her first free throw of the night is up. Not going to go in. She'll have one more coming. 1 more shot for Katie. Long, hard look at it, and the Tigers will have a lane violation. The basket is good, and so she will get it. So Katie Johnson, and I would say Katie is a 6'1" junior for Donovan West, has 9 points, makes it 16-4, and we're down to 2 minutes of play in the first half. Tigers will get it into the forecourt, pass it over to the left edge. Ava Spear handles it, goes to Martin, top of the key. Scholes drives, shoots off the window, and it doesn't fall again. The Tigers are getting some shots, and shots that they would want, shots that you would like to see a team take, and they're just not falling for them. And then on the fast break to the other end of the floor, Tigers don't get down there quite quickly enough, and we're going to have another foul. This whistle is going to be on Atchison County's Ava Spear, and Ava is now saddled with her 3rd foul of the game. The Tigers have their 5th foul of the second quarter, and coming to the free throw line for Donovan West, it'll be Courtney Johnson, who's 1 of 1 at the line, now 2 of 2. Melania Wettstein rotates out. Amy Jo Wettstein in for her. The Tigers are going to bring Corey Wagner back in and take Ava out with those 3 fouls. Second free throw, eyed up, launched, and hit. 3 for 3 at the free throw line for Courtney Johnson. It is now an 18-4 D. West lead with a minute 40 to go here in this first half. Tigers down the floor, and as they feed it over to the right side, a little movement of the feet, a travel's going to be called, and back up court with the basketball will come the Lady Mustangs. We're at 1.5 minutes to play in the first half. D. West slows down the pace just a little. Now they feed it to the left block. Tigers double up the ball. The pass comes out to the free throw line. Drive it across, and another block by Martin. That's 5. Tigers up court with a minute 15 to go. First half. Continuing to look for their first second quarter point. Driving down the lane. One hand push pass all alone, Martin, and the layup just would not fall. Rebound up the court. On the floor one time. Driving shot won't happen. Rebound. Tigers. 1 minute to go in the first. Lots of action, not lots of points in this one. These two teams out there working so hard, running the offenses, and just can't get the thing to fall. Lid on the basket kind of night. Here's a running shot missing, and a rebound cleared away by D. West. And now reaching in, tying up the ball. There's going to be the Tigers' Gracie Kimmy who's in. And with that jump ball, possession arrow, Atchison County. 45 seconds left, first half. Okay, here we go. The ball into Martin. She'll square up and knock it down. Madison with 4. And it's 18-6. We're down to 1/2 minute to go in the opening half now. Drive it across to the free throw line. Skip pass back over to the right side. Cutting into the lane. The dish across the lane. And the ball's got to be stolen. Tigers coming up with it through the traffic. down the floor, crashing in. Is there a block? Is it a foul? They're going to call a block. Then it was going to be a block or a charge, but getting down the floor and trying to hold her ground in the middle is Emmy Jo Wettstein, where they're going to say Emmy Jo leaned in a little bit. And that will be her second foul tonight. And again to the free throw line, Mackenzie Scholes. Mackenzie going to get the range here. This one is up and in. Tigers cutting into the lead a little bit. 18-7. One more free throw coming up, and that one kicks out. Here comes Donovan West. 15 seconds left, opening quarter. Now the ball just gets away. Tigers are going to come up with it. Drive it down the court, all alone, leaning, shooting, can't get it to fall. Rebound D. West. 8 seconds, 7. Down the floor come the Mustangs with 5. Top side with 4. NBA shot with 3. It's going to be online but short, and that will take us to halftime. We'll be back here in Evergam to summarize the opening half for you as these two teams head for the locker room. It is the Donovan West Lady Mustangs, 18 Atchison County 7.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Out of the court warming up. Don't forget we've got boys basketball coming up after the ladies game. But right now, as the two girls teams have gone to the locker room intermission, a recap of the opening half scoring finds Donovan West being led by Katie Johnson with 9 points this evening. Courtney Johnson has 5, 3 in the opening half for Andy Foster and Emmy Jo Wettstein with the 18th point for D. West. For ACCHS, it's Madison Martin leading the way with 4, 2 for Corey Wagner, and Mackenzie Scholes with a single digit. Fouls for Donovan West, not a big deal. Emmy Jo Wettstein has 2, no one else with more than 1, but for the Tigers, Ava Spear has collected 3 first half fouls. Madison Martin has 2, also 2 for Danny Chu. Stick with us. Second half coming up live, and then the guys' game, and then, of course, after that, high school basketball scoreboard show. Big night. Big Friday night here on Kent Radio. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. Halftime of the ladies' game. The score in Effingham. Donovan West, 18. Atchison County, 7. We're going to kick it back to Joseph in the Kent Radio Sports Studio. It's halftime.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball from Effingham, Kansas, as ACCHS is playing host to Donovan West. We will return to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. The next thing that we have on tap for you is high school basketball coming up next Tuesday. We will have Ottawa at Atchison with the series of games starting around 6 p.m. Again, as tonight displayed, sometimes the games start a little bit late. Atchison High is relatively good about getting them started very, very on time, but you never can get bet. The women's team will take to the court right around 6 p.m. The men will take to the court right around 7:30 or so. In Wednesday, we will have Benedictine Ravens basketball as they are on the road at Missouri Valley. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look is aired from the Care Country Studios and airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to basketball as we will have Oskaloosa at Jefferson County North. Again, the scheduled tip time for the girls is 6 p.m., and the scheduled tip time for the boys should be sometime right around 7. I'll be back in a moment with the scores as I have them.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taking a look around the area, we do have some finals in girls' games. It was Centralia over Hiawatha with a final score of Centralia 55, Hiawatha 33. Sabetha topped Royal Valley by 4 points in a low-scoring game, where it was Sabetha Ladies 27, Royal Valley 23. Nemaha beat Holton with a final score of Nemaha 44, Holton 29. In the Jackson Heights Pleasant Ridge game, it is just about 2 minutes before the end of the second quarter. Pleasant Ridge is leading 18 to Jackson Heights 9. And in the contest that we're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Donovan West at 18 points, ACCHS at 7.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 35. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44. Lows level off around 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies. More clouds than sun Sunday. Decreasing clouds by Monday. Low 40s Sunday. Upper 40s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Candy Cane Cash. We roll on with our big Christmas promotion with a sign-up Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon at Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. Get there and get registered for a chance to win that $500 cash prize. See the complete list of sign-ups online at KAIRFM.com. Get to as many as you can to increase your odds of winning that $500 cash prize. That grand prize giveaway coming up Monday, December 18th. Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to Effingham, Kansas. Ladies game going to the second half, and here comes Donovan West with the basketball. 18-7. Here's a quick 13-foot jump shot. Halfway down, kicks out. The U.S. is able to come up with the offensive board, brings it out back on top, and they're going to reset the offense. Good to have you with us, Joseph. What a great job, as always, young man. Thank you very much for producing and engineering tonight, and, of course, bringing you that halftime report. Here's a turnaround shot in the middle. It's going to be up and good, and Katie Johnson, a double figure scoring for Donovan West, has 11. 20-7, D. West in front early in the second half. Madison Martin goes on the floor one time. Her shot blocked by Thompson. Back up with it. He'll come. Here they go. Shot is up off the backboard. No good. Martin rebounds it down. We're going to go back the other way. A minute into the third quarter. 20-7. Donovan West in front. Lady Tigers looking for the big comeback in front of a huge crowd tonight. But I'm going to tell you, not only an awful lot of Tiger fans, but there are a bunch of Mustangs fans here as well. Donovan West has traveled very well, and now we're going to get a travel call. Speaking of traveling, a travel call against the Lady Tigers. Back it'll come to D. West. So, again, geographically very close together. This is just a great natural rivalry game, I would think, at some point could be developed. Pass down to the baseline. D. West goes baseline left, long two, nailed it. From the left side, first bucket of the game for Lena Leatherman. Lena makes it 22-7, and we're at 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Donovan West in front. Feed will go outside the right block, trying to back in. No room. The dish back comes to Wagner. Between the circles, way out on top is Martin. And to feed topside once again, that's going to be Danny Chu with it. Chu goes over to the right edge to Wagner, way out near the far sideline. Again, they've got Martin playing up between the circles at that high post. Wagner tries to drive in, clears away a little bit with the free arm, puts a hook shot up. It's no good, and the rebound is going to be picked up off the floor. Coming up with it is going to be Melania Wettstein. Here comes D. West down the other end of the court. The feet on top. Wettstein steps in, loses the handle of the ball, and going to be recovered by Donovan West. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Game moving along at a brisk pace right now. Little hook pass underneath, and the defense wasn't there, but the follow shot is, and two more for Katie Johnson. What a night Katie's having at 13 points now, and we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Taking a break with head coach Andrew Eckert and ACCHS. Joseph, it comes at 5:09 to go in the third quarter. Donovan West, 24, Lady Tiger 7.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Thank you.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas, where coming out of a timeout, it'll be Lady Tiger basketball from the backcourt. And putting it in play for ACCHS is going to be Mackenzie Schultz. The upcourt pass stolen and don't take it back by the Tigers. Both of these teams look like they're on the verge of really putting some things together. The passes have been there, and they've got some the right plays in place. Sometimes just getting the finish to happen, and other things will come as the season wears on, and players get comfortable playing as a team and coming together and polishing some of those skills. Here's a feed over to the baseline right. Turnaround shot. Martin is going to be a bit wide to the left side and go out of bounds on a hop. It will come back into D. West. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. 24-7. Donovan West on the road tonight with the lead. Hutchinson County is going to go to the bench and checking back in. Rebecca Kaplinger, she played for Coach Eckert in the first half off the bench, and now we're going to have a Donovan West timeout. Coach Smith not real happy. He's talking to some of these players saying, okay, this is what I had in mind. And so as he's coaching them, Joseph, we're going to take another break. We're down now to 4:22 to go, nearly midpoint of the third quarter, and it remains Donovan West 24, ACCHS 7.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to hear in Effingham, and as quickly as the ball comes in, we will have a whistle, and we've got a foul. It is going to be the first for Mackenzie Schultz tonight. That is the first foul of the second half by either team, and the inbound comes in to Thompson. She'll miss her shot, but is able to tip the rebound out to a teammate, and Donovan West is going to control down the basketball. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Lady Mustangs with the ball and a 24-7 advantage. Pass is going to go to the left side. Head for the baseline and reaching in, trying to stop that drive. We're going to get a foul by the Tigers. And the whistle is going to be on Rebecca Kaplinger. It'll be her first foul of the night. Tigers, third quarter, team foul two. The kick will come to the right side. D. West in traffic. And as she goes up with a shot, we're going to have another push. They're going to say they thought she was going up for a pass, so there will not be free throws taken. The foul is going to be the fourth foul of the night for Ava Spear, who doesn't hesitate, heads right over to the bench. She knows that she's coming out, and Danny Chu's rest was very brief. She's back into the game for Coach Eckert. Hook pass over to the left side. Here's a three for D. West. Boom. Knocking it down. That is Courtney Johnson for three, giving her eight in the game and a 20-point lead now at 27-7. 3.5 to go, third quarter in Effingham. And there's an over and back. ACCHS just slowly dribbling it out on top, and I think just losing a little bit of situational awareness, which I'm going to be very honest, the floor is gorgeous, and I will stand on that. It's beautiful, but it's got volleyball lines with the basketball lines, and I think there was some confusion as to which was the backcourt. Now here's a hook shot off the inbound play. Going to go up and in, and Melania Weinstein has her first bucket of the game, making it to now 29-70 West. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Martin will have the ball passed to her outside the right block. And it is going to be tied up. Possession arrow Tigers. Brenna Eady comes back into the game for Courtney Johnson. Are Courtney and Katie sisters? Are Courtney and Katie sisters? They are. I thought probably so. So there you go. That explains it. Here's a pass down to the baseline. Batted away, and the Tigers are going to come back up with it. So, yeah, Katie Johnson and Courtney Johnson on the Donovan West team. Sisters. See, small town America. All you got to do is talk to whoever's in the crowd near you, and you're going to learn these things. Tigers for the basketball. That's a double dribble. No whistle. And here's the shot from the outside. That's a high rainbow shot. Won't go. Rebound Martin follows it. It won't fall. Rebound tipped out. D. West comes down with it. 2 minutes and 40 seconds ago in the third quarter. Donovan West into the forecourt with the basketball. The runner is up, and somehow it's good. An off-balance teetering shot by Andy Foster. She comes up the court with a huge grin, having knocked down her fifth point of the game, pushing the score down to 31-7. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Tigers down the floor looking for something good to happen. Here's a driving layup, and it won't roll in. Out of bounds, off the rebound, Donovan West basketball. Allie Foster, Ava Gladhart, Melania Wentstein back into the lineup for Donovan West. 2:20 to play, third quarter. Lady Mustangs bringing it up the floor. Tell you what, this Donovan West team is going to make some racket in the TVL, I'm telling you. They've got good ball handlers, good shooters. Here's another three, and another one guffing in for Donovan West. Allie Foster hits a three. So you've got Andy Foster's hit a three, Allie Foster's hit a three, and a three for Courtney Johnson in the course of the game. It is now 34-7. Tigers will launch the long-range shot of their own. That one won't fall down. And a rebound, Donovan West. A slip, and the ball's going to go away out of bounds. It's going to be Mustang basketball. 1:45 to go in the third quarter. D. Westaway putting in a play right in front of the Tiger bench, and up four with it with a little right-hand dribble. The feet into the lane, little running shot. Going to go off the window. No, Tigers will rebound it down. Nice board by Corey Wagner. Corey's going to bring it up the floor herself, swing it over to the left edge. Now a defender reaches in, ties up the ball. We're going to get a jump call. Arrow, Mustangs. 1:29 to go, third quarter. Lady Tigers still looking for their first second-half point. Donovan West has been able to extend its lead, and now a pass into the left corner is going to be high and well out of reach for Lena Leatherman down in that corner. It's going to get out of bounds. 1:20 to play in the third. Lady Tigers up court with it over in front of the student section. ACCHS will drive it down the left side of the lane, feed it into the middle, the falling away shot, nicely done. Corey Wagner has four. 34-9. Here's a runner on the other end, missing the offensive board, missing, but a Tiger foul. It's going to put D. West at the free throw line. It'll be team foul four of the third quarter, and it'll be personal foul number three by Madison Martin. Donovan West has not committed a second half foul yet. The first free throw. Kicks out for Lena. She's got one more coming. Into the Donovan lineup will come Katie Johnson. So as Katie comes in and Ava Gladhart checks out. One more free throw coming up for Lena Leatherman, a senior. It is airborne. Can't get it. Rebound, D. West. They're recovering. We're just inside a minute to go in the third quarter. The pass in the middle of the shot is going to be deflected. Not blocked, but altered. Tigers will come back up with it. Madison Martin getting a hand on that one again. And now we've got a D. West player coming up the floor, getting tripped. She's on the floor, gets back up. And then on the other end, a jump ball called. Possession back to the Lady Tigers. 44 seconds left, third quarter. Donovan West is going to bring Imogen Wettstein back in. Atchison County brings the ball in deep into the backcourt. Still behind the timeline is Corey Wagner. She'll dish it right side to Danny. Two with the left-hand dribble comes on top. Beautiful backdoor pass and a collision off the block and an offensive foul called. Tell you what, standing in and taking the contact, Allie Foster draws that foul. It'll be Mackenzie Scholes' second foul tonight. Tigers team foul five, but will not be shot, of course, as a player control foul. 1:30 to go in the third quarter. Here come the Mustangs. Up the floor, Katie Johnson. The feed, the dish, the three, and good. From deep in the left side, that is Emmy Jo Wettstein. And so she is the fourth Donovan West player to hit a three-point shot tonight, making it 37-9. And we've got 10 seconds left in the third quarter as D. West comes up with a steal. And now they'll throw it up court, but it was lost. The ball is rolling around on the floor. 3 seconds to the half-court shot of the buzzer is well short. And The teams head for the benches. Three quarters in the book of the girls' game in Effingham, Kansas. Donovan West, 37, Atchison County, 9.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
In the third quarter, let's put it in context. In the opening half, Donovan West scored 18 points. In the third quarter, they scored 19 points. They have now got four players with three-point shots successful and have stretched their lead to 37-9. The Lady Tigers continue to be led by Corey Wagner and Madison Martin with four apiece. For Donovan West, it is 13 for Katie Johnson and 8 for Courtney Johnson to lead the way. And as the ball comes in, we begin the fourth quarter, and immediately we're going to have a foul called on Atchison County. It will be foul number 4 on Madison Martin. First foul of the fourth quarter coming 7 seconds in. Baseline jump shot up, no good. Rebound is on the floor, and it's going to be tied up. Are we getting a jump ball? We are. 7:49 to go in the ladies' game. Guys' game coming up after this one, so do not get away here tonight. ACCHS. And Danny Chu brings it up, kind of swings it over to the right side to Corey Wagner, starting to drive into the lane, maybe an extra step as the shot's off the window and good. Give Corey the bucket, and she's got a half a dozen. 37-11, 7.5 to go. Donovan West has the ball punched free, but they're going to save it up top side. Off the block, hook shot up, very short, and rebound Tigers. D. West reaches in to tie it up. Possession arrow, Mustangs. Here's the thing, Donovan West, just scrappy. They stay after the ball. They do not give up on any plays. And they're going to inbound it just at the top of the key. Bounce pass over to the right side. It's going to be stepped in front of him, stolen away. Here comes Corey. Wagner down, stops, leans, shoots, stop. Follow shot up, no. Rebound, D. West. Mustangs coming up with the basketball. And again, back up the floor very quickly with it. They'll feed into the middle, and there's over the back. No, I thought there was a collision in the back, but not. Donovan West will skip it over to the left side, off the block. The shot is up and missing, rebounded underneath. And I'm going to tell you what Donovan West does have, and that is a huge respect for Madison Martin in the middle, who's got 5 blocks already. When the ball comes toward the center, early in the game, they would take that shot, but now they are not taking that 2 to 6, 8 foot shot down off the baseline. They're pushing it back out because Madison extends those arms, and she is very difficult to shoot over. Tiger basketball at 6.5 to go in the ball game. G. West in front, 37-11. Martin again plays up high at high post, and not just at the top of the key, but way out very near the center circle. Corey Wagner will drive into the lane, loses her footing, goes to the floor. The ball gets tied up, and the jump ball possession again to Donovan West. Corey Wagner's helped to her feet and seems to be okay. She goes back down the court, and the Tigers are going to pick up defense at the timeline. Here come the Lady Mustangs. Very deliberate dribbling up the court of the basketball for Andy Foster. The feed to the block, the drive in, and another block for Martin. Again, you cannot take that shot within 10 feet. If she is near you, she will extend those arms, and she times it very well. Good coordination. He just rejects those shots. That's 6 blocks for her tonight. Into the lane, no room, out on top. Martin will go 3. Won't get the roll and a rebound. D. West. Mustangs, baseball pass, other end of the court, on the floor, 1. Skip pass, right side, shot off the window, count it. Exquisite movement of the basketball. The bucket is going to be up and good for Donovan West. Bell Smith, her first bucket of the game, and it's now 39-11. Only a couple of players for D. West on the roster have not scored yet tonight. They have distributed the ball. They have shared it well. They have gotten scoring from a lot of places. There's a shot by Martin that won't go in. And a rebound Mustangs. D. West, out left, right side, in, up. Too soft. Offensive rebound, D. West. The three is launched. There it is. Wettstein will have her first three, and we're going to have a Donovan West timeout. But hold on, we're not going to go anywhere, Joseph. This is a chance for Coach Perry Smith to just empty the bench. 5:12 to go, and he says this is just going to be a rotational timeout. And now they're going to say we're going to just take a regular timeout. Joseph, let's do it. Taking a break. 5:12 left in the game. Donovan West 42, Atchison County 11.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Southern Weston, hey, Coach Perry Smith, taking that time out as he's making sure that everybody's getting some playing time tonight. Donovan West suiting up 11 players this evening, and 8 of them have already scored. And at 5:12 to go, Atchison County putting the ball in play for the backcourt. Donovan West will drop all the way back to the other end of the floor and pick up defense there. Tigers with the basketball. The feed down to the baseline. The pass is going to be a little bit out of the reach of Ava Spears, the ACCHS starting five on the floor. And the clock rolling along at 4:50 to play. 42-11. D. West up the court. Dishes at left side. Thompson. Back out on top of comes the Leatherman. Lena hands it over to Edie. She tries to skip it in the middle. Nicely stolen by Atchison County. Becca Kaplinger comes up with a steal, and then the Tigers are going to turn it over on upcourt play with 4:25 and rolling to go in the game. Clock not stopping at this point in the evening. D. West running some motion. We really haven't seen that motion offense from him. Oh, the ball is just stolen away. Tremendous job. And the shot on the other end won't quite fall. Ava Spear, great steal. And here comes D. West back the other way. The shot from underneath is going to be deflected and knocked away and knocked out of bounds. We're inside 4 minutes to go. End of the lineup now for Donovan West. Is going to be Brooklyn Rawls. Brooklyn, a junior. Also going to have Allie Foster back in. In the game now, Kaya Keller, a sophomore. D. West skips it over to the right side. 3.5 to go. Pass on top. It's going to be stolen by the Tigers. Here comes Atchison County. Mackenzie Scholes with the ball and goes way out topside. Gets it to Ava. Spear goes to the top of the key. Back it comes to Madison. Martin looks to the right side, finds nothing there. Back to the left to Ava. Spear with a right-hand dribble. Again to Martin. She wants to take it deep into the right corner, but the defender keeps flashing out and blocking Danny Chu. Martin with it again on top. 3 minutes to play. Here's a three. Open and good. Mackenzie Scholes. 42-14. 2:50 left. Donovan West, topside, Brenna Edie. Nice pass in the middle, and the bucket is going to be up and good. Getting that one for Donovan West, Brooklyn Rawls. 44-14. 2.5 left. Donovan West with the steal. The outlet up the court. Can Rawls get another one? The driving layup won't roll in for her. She went up really technically well. Left side of the rim, went up with the left hand, but couldn't quite get it to drop for him. Tigers are going to be back on the other end with 2:15 to go, and we'll have a reach, and we're going to have a D. West foul. This is going to be, are you ready for this? The foul is on Brenna. This is the first second half foul by Donovan West. With 1:57 to go now. Inbound, the shot is up. No, Tigers with the offensive board. Topside, Martin. She'll go three. A little wide right. And another Tiger, long rebound. Atchison County is going to continue to control the basketball with a minute 45 to go. Here's a running 15-foot shot up, no good, but a foul called and a pair of free throws on the way. The foul is going to be on Kaya Keller. She'll have her first foul of the game. Courtney Johnson coming in for Donovan West. As a free throw here is up and in for Ava Spear. One more shot coming up for Ava. Jim is really quiet. And the shot just off a little bit. And the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. And then the scrum for the ball, it'll be off Atchison County. In the last minute of the game now. Here comes D. West. They'll dish it over to the right side, all the way near the baseline. 38 seconds to go. Donovan West on top. Amy Jo Wedstein has it. Looks to the middle, finds nothing there. Kicks it over to the left side to Courtney Johnson. The feet underneath, and the shot goes up, and we'll get a foul called. Going to have to hurry to get these shots away. Danny Chu picks up her third foul. You're keeping track with your scorebook at home, which I'm certain you probably are. Why wouldn't you, right? Here comes Amy Jo. She's one of two at the free throw line tonight. That one, no, not going to go in. Amy Jo has 4 points this evening, and this free throw is going to conclude the game. Long look at it for Emmy Joe. Got it. Final score tonight. Donovan West, 45. ACCHS, 15. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas. Let's recap the scoring of that game just a moment ago, shall we? First of all, for Donovan West. Tremendous ball game for Katie Johnson. Katie is going to be right out of the game. We're going with her as your Union State Bank player of the game. Katie Johnson, 13 points at 9 of them at halftime and had all 13 by the end of three quarters. She got the rest for pretty much the whole fourth. Katie Johnson with 13. Following her, 8 tonight for Courtney Johnson. 5 apiece. Melania Wettstein, Emmy Jo Wettstein, and Andy Foster. It was a 3-point game for Allie Foster, and then 2 apiece. Brooklyn Rawls and Belle Smith. Lena Leatherman, all but 2 apiece for D. West. For ACCHS, pacing the way, Corey Wagner had a half a dozen. 4 apiece for Madison Martin and Mackenzie Scholes, and Ava Spear adds 1. Donovan West will improve their record now to 2-1 of the season. ACCHS moves now to 0-3. Guys are out of the court warming up. We will have their game coming up shortly, so don't go away. Final score again in the ladies' contest. Donovan West over Atchison County, 45-15. Guys game coming up, but right now, back we go to the world-renowned Care Radio Sports Studio and Joseph.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.